JT will undergo surgery to repair his injured shoulder in the coming days, sidelining him for 6 months. That rules a line through the World Cup too, so his rep career is over. Origin and tests. And not only has that news shocked the Maroons and Cowboys fans, Australian fans as well, but it surprised the man himself.
To be honest, it just felt like a cork to the shoulder. When I first did it in the test, you know, I could still get through the game. And then obviously Wednesday night, I could still get through it. The shoulder was pretty warm. The next morning, doing some tests, I could lift my shoulder, my arm above my head, out to the side. Whereas after the test, I couldn't do that. So it was encouraging signs yesterday morning. But obviously got the scan and the news isn't good, and the best decision for myself and the club is to get the op done. I thought I might have been able to pump one or two more games out, but the medical advice I've been given is, you know, if you want to, I suppose, live a healthy life after football, it's best to get this done now.
Here we go, Jonathan Thurston earlier today coming to grips with the news that we all are, that this year is done and dusted for him. Now, I thought he could probably rest a little easier on the fact that he's left the Origin Arena on a high. I mean, it doesn't get much better than Wednesday night, does it? Busted, broken. He slotted a conversion from the sideline to snatch victory in the dying minutes to win a match for your state. Doesn't it get any better than that? But no, not for Jonathan Thurston. He's shattered that he didn't get to say goodbye at Suncorp with a series win. So, does that mean he's second-guessing pulling the pin on rep footy?
I'm at ease with the decision that I've made. You know, I wanted to obviously finish on a high this year with representative football, but that's not to be. And you know, I'm comfortable with that decision that I've made to retire from rep football.
There we go. Comfortable with the decision. Geez, it'd be easy to say I can give it one more whirl next year, but no, not JT. So what now for Queensland? Who will wear the most famous jersey in rugby league, the Maroon number 6 for the series decider? I'd love to get your thoughts on this. 131873, ben@4bc.com.au. But I am going to ask the man who's going to be partly responsible for that selection, that call. It's Gene Miles, the Queensland Chairman of Selectors. Gino, afternoon, a tough day.
Yeah, Ben, I'm happy to hand that decision over to you if you'd like to make it.
No, thank you.
Ideally, you know, in a perfect world, and Milford would have, you know, basically transitioned straight back into that position after playing Game 1 and making a fair fist of it in Game 1. However, we haven't got that luxury. He's also got a shoulder injury as well. So, yeah, maybe we have to go back to the drawing board and you know, there are a number of options, but obviously we would love to have the great man there himself. And it would have been a great fitting for him too to, you know, play his final game here, his representative game here, and hopefully wrapping up a series. But unfortunately, it's not going to happen.
Have you had a chance to speak to Jono?
No. I spoke to him after the match in the change room and shook his hand and gave him a little hug because, you know, I felt the worst then too, although he didn't. He just looked a totally spent force after that game, and I know he put, you know, everything into it. And you know, they say they never targeted him, but by God, he certainly stood up once again for us, which he's done 36 times previously as well.
All right, yourself, Kevin Walters, Darren Lockyer, the three wise men, you've got to make a big decision, and I guess it all starts this weekend, next weekend as well, looking at games. Who's on your list?
Oh, mate, well, obviously, you know, there's a couple of guys that stand out in Michael Morgan and Cameron Munster. They've obviously been playing, you know, at 5'8 at their club. Cameron's was the 18th man on Wednesday night, so, you know, he's in the system now. He knows quite a bit about what's going to happen. So he possibly could be there. And then, you know, you look further afield and Corey Norman's back and playing some good footy too with Parramatta. He's been out injured as well. And, of course, DCE and Ben Hunt. So, you know, if we do go with a Morgan and take him away from that utility role that he's been doing a fantastic job for us, we'd have to then replace him as we'd have to get another number 14. So, you know, those two guys that I mentioned then, DCE and also Ben Hunt, would more than likely fall into that category.
Well, it seems like Ben Hunt is, unless something's changed and will change, just say, in the next 24 hours, that's the role that Ben Hunt's going to be playing at the Broncos.
Yeah, and I don't think that will change between now and kickoff tomorrow night. So, and, you know, he's done that for Australia previously too in the Four Nations a couple of years back. So, you know, he could slot in there. But, mate, you know, we've still got two club games to get through. But, you know, those guys are the options now, just, you know, two hours after we've heard all the bad news about JT. So,
yeah.
You know, those guys now know that position is vacant. So, you know, let's see who puts their hands up over the next couple of weeks. And, you know, it's a strange game. Anything can happen over these couple of weeks with injuries and also suspensions, which normally happens around this time of the year.
Well, you don't want any more injuries. I mean, you 24 hours ago, you were just digesting the news that you've lost Darius Boyd.
Yep. Yeah, which, you know, Darius was playing in an unfamiliar position on Wednesday night, but done a great job for us, and there was no doubt that he would have been selected there once again.
Yeah.
However, now we're down a 5'8", and also a left-hand centre as well.
All right, well, what happens in that spot?
You come up with some crackers today. That's a very good question, mate. Like, you know, I mentioned Morgan. Well, you know, Morgo played there late in the piece on Wednesday night as well. He filled in there, but, you know, there's Justin O'Neill, who, you know, obviously played game one, was dropped for game two.
Mm.
Well, you know, who's to say that he can't stand up and give us something to think about over the next couple of club games anyway? So there are a couple of options, mate, but, you know, the list just goes on, you know.
Would you be hesitant to move Dane Gagai?
Yes. Dane's done a fantastic job for us in the games that he's played for us on the wing. Mm. And, you know, that was obviously an option for game two. But, you know, you get a lot more traffic there as you're isolated, where Dane's got the sideline to look after as well. So, yes, we'd be very reluctant to shift him. And, you know, he's at home there and he's playing some good tough footy. Like, he was player's player again on Wednesday night, Queensland's player's player. And, you know, he's nearly achieved that in every game he's played for Queensland.
You don't want too many changes, but I'm going through all those possibilities you just threw out there, which is almost like getting a bit of a Tetris board moving around, sliding these possibilities. Could that change the balance of the team? I mean, could other positions be affected here, say on the bench, not your 14, but going down the forwards list if you've had to tweak too much?
Yeah, well, that's possible, but, you know, it's an unwritten law that we always go with three big boppers and a utility, and obviously Morgo's had that position sewn up. And, you know, our bench on Wednesday night was Josh Papali, Cohen Hess and Tim Glasby, you know, those guys making their debut. So, you know, they did a good job, and they'll be much, much better for the run as well, speaking in racing terms. But, you know, you saw the difference in Dylan Napa's game, I think, you know, from game one to game two, that experience. And being in camp with the caliber of player that we've got in this particular side, you know, they've got to benefit from that. So it'd be interesting to watch these guys go back to their club over the next couple of weeks. And if they're not better players, well, you know, I think we're wasting our time.
All right, where do you go to? Which game are you watching this weekend? Or games, are?
Yeah, plural, mate. We'll be tuned in, no doubt. But
do you still fly? Do you go to games personally? Do you watch them? Do you get more off the TV?
Yeah, more off the TV these days. That's you know, every game's covered these days.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, if you need to and just touch bases with a couple of players, that there is the option to fly. But no, very little these days, mate. It's basically just watching glued to the screen on Friday, Saturdays and Sundays.
All right. Well, I don't envy your task. It's just got a hell of a lot harder. Gene Miles, thank you for your time.
Pleasure, mate.
Here we go. Gene Miles, Chairman of Selectors for the Maroons. Oh, we thought it was bad enough yesterday with Darius Boyd. Oh, let's just throw into the fact there's no Greg Inglis and no Matt Scott. Now no Jonathan Thurston, no Darius Boyd, no Anthony Milford. Wow, when we're talking about Ben Hunt and dispatches, beginning of the season, sure, but last game he played was for Ipswich. Could an Origin call-up be there? Origin fans, Origin selectors, well, we're a state of 4.5 million of them. Let's hear them.